Certainly on the heels of Issuchag, we're holding by Chag HaPesach. Yes, we made Havdalah, but the Ashbos is still there. We mentioned many times the name of Avunder. And we never pass over a Yontif, B'davka, by the holiday of Passover, Pesach. We certainly do not pass it over. We never leave a Yontif behind. Rather, what do? We're kolate the Nitzotzos. And the Ashbo of the Chag, we take it with us, as the Ramchal delineates in Derech Hashem, annually, in the Barditchever, in Kedushas Levi, and so many other Heiliges Svarim, that every year annually, that Kedusha, the sanctity, the Nitzotzos, and the Ashbo of every respective Chag renews itself. And we have the opportunity, the golden opportunity, to tap into those tremendous kochos, niskovos, venelos, beyoser, and to be collate them, to take them, to be otzer them into our lev and our nefesh, and carry that hashpa with us weiter through the year. So we're still holding by Pesach, we're still holding by the Yesamakis, and we had Dam Tzvardeya, Kinim, and then of course Maka number 4 was Amakis Arov. I heard a Givaldi Gavor today. I want to thank Rabbi Ephraim Frankel showing me it's in a Sefer Doresh Tov B'Shem Rav Shausi Yinolevitz. Givaldi Gahora. Let's start with the Grot. So you do it to Kegro. State and Posik and Parshas Ve'era. Perches Posik Yitzayin. Hinini Mashliach B'chova Avdechu B'yamchu V'atechas He'arov. Abister says that he is going to send for plague number 4. The Orov, the Hainu, the Irvuvia of the Chayus Ros, the lions, tigers, and bears. And what are they going to do? Amal Uba Teimitzrayim Esarov V'gam HaDomar Sharim Alea. They will fill all the homes of the Egyptians, and V'gam HaDomar Sharim Alea. I'm going to bring the Adama with them. Not only will you have the Mako of the actual lions, tigers, bears, v'chule, but in addition to that, I'm going to bring the Adama. Asks the Vilna Gaon and its Bat, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson and the Devarei Shaul, and a number of other various Haggadah Shel Pesachs, it's bought as well by Rav Dov Eliach and Pnini Mishulchan Agro on the Pasuk in Vayero. What's the Chiddush? Shigam Adama Sher Heim Alea. Right? Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, the Devarei Shaul, Shamati B'Shem Agon Achasin Mi Vilna. Harashi tells us the Arov consisted of what? Kominei Chos Ros. A whole multitude of diverse, various creatures, wild animals. V'koshe. Hadi Mishnah writes in Maseches Kelim, Perches Mishnah Hey. There's a Chaya Rosh Shema Yedoni. After Harashi's telling us, Kominei Chos Ros. That means Kelo, the whole list, they're all there. As Harashi tells us in the Mishnah, in Kelaya, in Rashi, tells us it's Chai Yisro, so we have a Mishnah telling us it's a Chai Yisro whose name is Yedoni, Ukshura Ches Yibaretz, and part of it is tied down to the ground. If that tie, that bond to the ground is severed, it dies instantly. Simameila, the Pasuk says, Amole Bote Mitzrayim Esarov, that's Mashma Ola Chayas Ros. Simkin Yiflaha Dover asked the Vilna Gaon, how are you going to bring them? The Chayaro, who is mentioned in the Mishnah in Kelayim, who is called Yedoni, Halahuik Shur Bechevel Baritzim, Yisak Echevel, he made some yachts, how are you going to carry it over to Mitzrayim if it leaves its dwelling place somewhere in the jungles and the bond to the ground is severed? What's going to be? It's going to die instantly. And therefore, writes the girl, the Pasuk wanted to indicate that together with the Chayas Ros came Gam HaAdama Sherim Alea. Even the Adama Ratzal Omer HaAdama Sherachaya Anal Kshura Alea B'Chevel Shapra Haisabo B'Chayim Chiyusa. That animal came as well. That animal needs the ground to which it is attached. So miraculously, the ground was transferred to the land of Egypt together with the Yedoni himself. Hamela Gevalik, that's the Chiddush V'Gam HaAdama Asher Heim Alea. But adds Rav Shamsi Yudolevitz as follows. He says, if we read the psukim, so what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paro yet again, Shalach Hami V'Avduni. And Ameicham Shalech Hasami, then Abishur is saying, through Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to send the Arov. V'Avleisi Gamu Eseretz Goshen. Rav Avram Kurman parenthetically points out in a parshal Dorasel, here we have a Chiddush over Hifleisi. Why? Because wild animals don't live, don't dwell in the desert. To go ahead and bring them over, you have to go through Eretz Goshen. You have to come from Eretz Yisrael and the like to bring over animals that never dwell b'chlal in a desert. So the Rabusanakat for the Chiddush of that, even though they're going through Goshen, still they didn't stop to inflict any pain nor any damage to the Yidden that were dwelling in Goshen, even though Bal Korchoth they had to come from somewhere. So they came from a land, from Eretz Yisrael v'chanome. They traveled through Eretz Goshen, disputable whether that itself was part of Eretz Yisrael at the time. They came through, and even then, Beflino, there was a separation, a distinction drawn. So what happens? Vayas Hashem came, Vayav Arv, Kavi Beis of Paro. And then Vayikra Paro Moshe, Uli Aaron, in the heels of plague number 4 of Makir Zarev, Vayomer Lechu Zivchu Lelel Keichem Ba'aretz. Now I want you to go ahead, I want you to shech to your gods Ba'aretz. And Moshe says, no, we can't do that. Lo Nochol Nasas Kein, Ki Tovas Mitzrayim Nizbach Hashem Lokeinu, I know we can't do it. Let's go Shloshes Yomim Ba'midbar B'chulei. What changed? And why Davka Paro after Makis Kingdom when he was Maskim, Ensmalukimi, he didn't go over to Moshe and Aaron and say, oh, go ahead, Zivchulukim Chamarz, go in and Shech, and serve your God in the land of Mitzrayim. What's the Chiddush Davka B'Makis Arab? Afrektiv Shavsi Yidulevitz, born in the Sefer Doresh Tov, all of a sudden, pum, now, in the aftermath of plague number 4 B'Davka, Paro suggests, listen to this novel response, he says, I want you to go in and Shech, serve your God here in Eretz Yisrael. Where did this come from? All right, Moshe Benu is telling Paro, we gotta leave. We're on a journey, we're on a trek out of London, Mitzrayim. We know already Moshe Benu was told by the Mentis encountered by the burning bush that Tav the Nesel Kimel Arizet. It's time to go out to Har Sinai. We have to go to Har Sinai, and that's where we're gonna get the Torah, that's gonna serve the Jewish God. So Paro says, no, I'm not letting you leave. All of a sudden, now what does he see? In the midst of plague number 4, he sees miraculously that all the Adama came. Now, why did the Adama came? So the Gra introduced a pellet. The Kibshat, that it's actually a reference for the Chayarosh Shishma Yedoni. We're talking about this type of wild animal. It's like a man-eating plant, something that's tied to the ground. And that's the Chiddush of the Gra. But most of the Mefarshim learn that the animals can only inflict utmost maximum damage when they're living in the jungle. That's when they roar the loudest. That's when they feel that they're in their natural habitat. And that's when they go Meshuga. So Eibishter wants to inflict maximum damage. So what did he do? The pastures, the Mefarshim Mikra point out, is that he carried them with the jungle. The Hainu, yes, they were Egypt. They were living in the middle of a desert. What did Eibishter do? The Gamadomo Shehemalah. He bored with them the jungle, and the monkeys and the gorillas were going crazy because they were on the regular trees and the lions felt comfortable in their natural habitat, their natural surroundings, because the Eibishter bought over the Gam Hasad Doma Shehemalea. He bought over all of their grounds. They felt comfortable. They were roaring. They were doing their damage. They were eating away and they were having a grandiose time. So Paro says, wait a second. What did I just observe? You tell me your God could do miracles. He could take the land and he could bring it to you here in the land of Egypt. He could take the jungles wherever they might be located. And miraculously, he'll bring it right here to the land of Egypt. So what are you telling me, Moshe Rabbeinu? You got to go out to a mountain called Sinai. What are you telling me? You got to go out to a desert. And you have to go ahead and shech to your God and bring up honor. Zuck yourself so you love it. Come right here. Let your God bring the mountain right here. Bring it wherever he wants. Bring it to the middle of Egypt. We got pyramids here. You don't like the pyramids. Beseder, have the image to bring Har Sinai over to Mitzrayim. And that's why he says, Zivchul Elokeichem Ba'aretz. I'm letting you shech and serve your gods here Ba'aretz. Zuck yourself. You can do that. Just have him bring Har Sinai here. And of course, Moshe's response is, that ain't happening, no way. And we have to leave besides the tumah, besides the shtufi zima, and all the perversity and immorality and corruption that so pervaded, it was so rampant throughout the land of Egypt. And besides that, we have to go out to Har Sinai. And the Choral of Phineas Taiti, that's Meduyuk, in the very Nusach, and that we say in Dayenu, Ila Kervonu Lefnei Har Sinai, if you want to get the Torah doesn't come to you. You want to get the Torah, you got to go to the Torah. Ila Kervonu Lefnei Har Sinai, Velo Nosom Sator Dayenu, the Mepharshim say, Paskazu Amosom, we gave to Hezberim, Alpira Avadji Yosef, and the Chazon Avadji Adon, Shoshop Pesach, all the different milas, the Akhtas of Klai, is all standing in proximity to one another, even if we didn't get the Torah. But Sofko Sof, the Diak is right there, staring us in the face. Ilu Kervanu Lefnei Har Sinai. Hashem brought us close. He didn't bring the mountain to us. You want to get the Torah, you got to go be thirsty for the Torah. You got to run after the Torah. The Torah is not running after you. The Torah doesn't come to you. Har Sinai doesn't follow you. It doesn't go, yes, God could have done that miracle. It could have just taken the Adam and Tzayim, even a bunch of Har Sinai right there. No, it's a trek. It's a journey. It's 50 days of wandering in a desert, not just to work on yourselves, and of course to be Mechin Kedaboy with perfecting and honing your character traits and making yourselves the appropriate clay kibble, worthy recipients of receiving Torah Seinu HaKadosha. But the part is, you got to go after it. You got to be counting the days, Sefiras Omer, towards this goal, towards this objective. You have to be working towards it. Hashem was Kervanu, brought us close to Har Sinai. Phineas 90, and we can end on just a little tiny horror that came to me. See, after the Shema over the course of Yom Tov, a poshut, a diuk. If we open up Kapitel Yates until Kapitel Yates, Posik et Aleph, we're talking about the Milas of the Neflos Aborei HaShemayim Asaprim, Bechol Aretz Yatzakovam. We're talking about the Gevaldige things that the Eibishter created, right? It's the Maral. And then we get to Posik Ches, that's Torah Hashem Tamima. Now we're talking about the eighth Posik. That's Lamaila Menateva. That's the Torah that came Lamaila Menateva. That's the Torah Hashem Tamima. That's Meshivas Nevesh. Eidas Hashem Namona, Posik Tes, Bikuri Hashem Yeshorim. Posik Yud Yeres Hashem Tahiro. That comes from the Torah. And then we get the Pasuk in Aleph. And what's Pasuk in Aleph describing to Hasenu HaKadosho? David HaMelech continues and his magnum opus as follows. And the Torah is so sweet and so precious that it's Nechmodim Mizav Umipazrav Umisukamid Vash and Ofis Sufit. And the Torah is more desirable than gold, even more than quantities of fine gold, and it's sweeter than honey or the drippings of honeycombs. So Chayra, Stalmazai, it always intrigued me. What do you need both for? Just tell me the Torah's most precious thing in the world. Hello, what? You see that David HaMelech wants to address two distinct nekudos. It is more desirable, more coveted and precious than all the gold in the world. And not just that, it's sweeter than honey. Now, Lamaisa, you're not eating Torah. I and Rabbeinu Mechayin is like Domin of Perish and Parshas Vayakel. Stalmazai, how we talk about Torah and Achila. I know the Zohar Parshas Emor Tzadayim and Aleph. Yimakayim de Achila of Shalashudis. Ayidei Levanat Torah. But Lamaisa, so you want to tell me it's precious? Gold is the most precious commodity in the world. So tell me that the Torah is more precious than gold. It's more precious, desirable than gold. Mitzan echad, mitzan sheni. It's sweeter than honey. And we pointed out many times that honey is the sweetest entity in the world. Isaac Asimov, in his Book of Facts, page 96, we know that honey was the ultimate, the quintessential sweetener until they discovered sugar, and the West Indies trade and the Crusaders brought it over from the East in the 11th and 12th centuries. There was nothing else sweet but honey. So honey was the ultimate sweetener. So Torah is even sweeter than honey. Okay, Gevaldik, we have the Chavetz Chaim. Many of you do with the Gevartz. Why it's not just sweet like honey, it's sweeter than honey. But why do I need two nekudos? And if you're going to bring in both, one has to wonder, why is it in this order, Bedavka? It's more precious and desirable than gold, and it's sweeter than honey. But after David HaMelech is writing as follows. When did we get the Torah? We know the Ovis might have kept all the Torah before it was given. Yuma Chavches, Rebeis, Kedushim, Pabeis, Amin Aleph. That Avram Avinu Kiyemes Kol HaTorah Kodim Shenitna. Maral writes in Tefers Yisrael, not just Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they kept all Torah before it was given. Afilei Ruvi Tavshilin, Ruvi Chatzeros, different Nischos in the Gemara, they kept everything. Sinemesh Chochma, and many others, is a Makumo, the Lekach Tov, written around 300 years ago, also addressed Akasha, why did Abishur give the Torah to the Avos? Why did he have to wait until the door of Yotzi Mitzrayim? Why did he give the Torah right away to the Avos? But either way, whatever the answers are, Dor Yotzi Mitzrayim, they're the door. Makamli Yatora, they're the door day up. And Chazal tell us, Lo Nina Taira Ella, La Ochle Yaman, Lo Nina Torah. The Melachi Asharis and the Torah Elu the Ochli Haman. Sekai so needs them on. Now, when did they get them on? Only after they left Mitzrayim. Sam Sefer and Chivas and Yodei Shim Laman Gimel talks about it in Drusha. Sam Sefer, he gives Gavaldig Ramazim as well. Talag Ba'imer, but the Sam Sefer makes the Cheshman when they finish all their Tzeda Laderach they take out of Mitzrayim. Abishar only had to give them miraculous heavenly mana once they already used up and they consumed all of their Tzeda Laderach upon departing from the land of Egypt. Samael writes, Sam Sofer makes the Cheshbon and the Reish Lam and Gimel's uncle Sam Sofer, you know when the month started to fall in Lag Baimer. And that's one of the reasons why we celebrate Lag Baimer. That's when the descent of the month took place. Since Gevaldik, how do we come out of Mitzrayim? We all had all the donkeys that were laden with gold and silver. We took the clay kesef of clay zav from the Mitzrayim. We got all this Geshmak and Ruchush Godel. As the Dibne Magid explains the Mishnah Yaakov, we weren't ready to chop the Godless, the Omek, and appreciate fully the Torah Kedosha. What can we appreciate? We wanted gold and we wanted silver. That's it. And we had a piece of Mitzrayim, Makas Chosha, Vayinatzlus, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. We got everything. We cleaned them out, gold and silver. How did we leave Mitzrayim? We had all the gold and the fine gold in the world from the mightiest, most dominant power, the Aryan race of the day and age, and the wealthiest country on the planet. And we wiped them out. We cleaned them out in the Gamri. We had all the gold and we had all the silver. And then we're journeying in the desert. And what do we get? All of a sudden, heavenly manna. And what does the Torah tell us in Mishalach? The taste of honey was what? or sweet like honey. The Phineas Daiti, that's exactly what David HaMelech is addressing. David HaMelech is saying, you journey to get the Torah. You had to go to get the Torah. How'd you get the Torah? Derech Lamavar. You're walking to get the Torah, and you got all the fine gold in the world. And you got the gold, and you got the silver on Mitzrayim. And you're holding and consuming them all of it. Tamokit, Tabichas, Midvash. You got the best tasting food on the planet. Its intrinsic taste yielded what? Sweetness like honey. You got the best of the best. The best material goods. The best gold in the world. You got the best items to consume, to eat. You got the Tamuk, it's a bichus vash, zog gavne mech. When you got to Har Sinai, then and only then did you realize that the Torah is what? It's takin echamodim, yizov, and we pass rav. I'll look at the gold in your hands. What's more precious? The Torah that you're getting Shavuos time is far more precious than all the gold that you walked out of Mitzrayim. And on the heels of that, it's awesome. It's sukim, idvash, and ofasufim. It's sweeter than the honey, even than the mon that you're holding. It's Tamuk, it's a bichus vash, zog gavne mech. And you test your aleph of Tehillim. You think you got great goods. You think you got it made when you left Mitzrayim and you trekked in the desert. You got the best gold in the world, and you got the tamok etzabichus v'dash. I want you to know, just be patient. When you get to Har Sinai and you start learning the Torah, you realize that the Torah is even greater than all that zav you got from Mitzrayim, and at the same time, it's even sweeter than all the honey from the Tamok, it's Abichus Medvash of the money as well. We got to be patient. We got a couple more days to count. We're over a week already in that direction. You think the gold and silver are nice. You think that's what it's about. You think it's about the food. Everyone's stuffed from Pesach. Oh, you had Geshmaka matzah dishes. You had your kosher Pesach pizza. You had your Pesach hotels, your tea room, 24, 25 hours a day. And now you got to start losing weight and exercising. You don't even fit into the golden cars anymore. That's it. What are we focusing on now? It's the journey to the Torah. It's not about the vacations, it's not about the homes, it's not about the cars, and it's not about, oh, can we fit into the clothing? Just buy a bigger size. What are we thinking of right now? It's not the gold, and it's not the vacations, and it's not the sweet foods that we consume. It's about the Torah HaKadosha that's sweeter than anything. It's the journey to Har Sinai. Show the Eibishter, and let's show ourselves what we're really yearning for. We're longing for a return to Maimon Har Sinai. Shiget de Bekaro, a good night, and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish, please.
Grabe, Kedash, Meir, Rabba, Yomadi.